Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but imagine by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you're going to reach listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Well, the world is shrinking. And we're all in this together. Imagine, just for a moment, that your voice is part of the Kathy Watson Live with Kathy Consortium. And in a matter of minutes, you have circled the world. The internet is the most powerful marketing tool in the entire world, and it's a learning curve. But we'll talk about that later. Okay, we now know it's April 7th, and in Chicago, there is Judgment Day 2015, the runoff. Political armies fan across city to get voters to polls Tuesday. Oh, this is the first ever citywide runoff election. Huh, I didn't realize that. Did you ever wonder why anyone wants to be a president or a mayor or an elected official? What is it? Is it the power? Is it a self-fulfilling goal? Like all of you have a book in you, but yet you haven't written it yet? Come on. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. You do know that I'm Chicago bred and born. And it's times like this that, oh, I wish I were on Michigan Avenue or on Cedar Street, the Gold Coast, so I could participate in Let the Games Begin. I wonder if either candidate slept last night. Wouldn't you love to have been a little fly on the wall and wonder what on earth is going to happen? I have no idea who's going to win. I know who I want, but I can't share that with you because I have to be neutral. I can't have people calling me and just screaming at me and whatever. You know, it's okay to disagree, but you have to be nice about it. Now, do call in. I want to hear your voice. 347-637-3789. How many states are having elections now? I know that we're having them here in the suburbs and in Chicago. Now, we as voters put them in office. And, oh, by the way, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Absolutely not. You don't get to complain. America, the greatest nation in the world to live in, warts and all, freedom of speech, entrepreneurship, capitalistic, I love it. And oh, I would love to be in the center of the hub of all of the excitement downtown. I do hope, though, that they don't get nasty. I remember when I lived on Cedar Street and the Bears were playing and they won. We went to one of the local pubs just for fun. We very rarely did that, but we thought, ah, let's go just for fun. I don't like the way some Chicagoans celebrate. Cars were turned. They won. And in celebration, which I can't figure out, they destroyed cars. And we held our breath. We could hardly wait to get back to our apartment, to the safety of our apartment. What on earth is going on in this world today? What do you mean you're celebrating by turning over cars, trashing cars, causing traffic jams? I don't know. Let your voice be heard. And today, just a minute. Let me have the coffee. I'm just being served coffee. Oh, this will be great. All right, put it right here, honey. Excusez-moi. Oh, Bill, thanks. Okay, and let me have this. All right, I'm having my little snackaroo. So come on. All of you get your coffee cup and let's sip. By the way, it's freezing cold here. Ooh. Oh, man. I have to tell you, the best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. He makes the best coffee. Ah. And because we worked out today, I decided to, this is a sidebar. And then I'll get back to giving you the information on how to reach me. We went and worked out. Oh, I had a kick-tush workout. And I always feel so much better after it. But it's cold. Well, anyway, we got home a little late. And I had to quickly get our breakfast ready. And I want to tell you what is the best breakfast in the whole world. Yogurt. Please check the ingredients. Make sure that it's low on sugar. And for Bill, I mashed up bananas, strawberries, and added blueberries with a nice rye toast and coffee. And then he just brought in my cup with my, I have to admit, hold a minute. I have a little taste of a chocolate chip cookie. Eva Russo, who was my mentor for years and years and years, who moved to the south of France, said to me, "Darling Kathy, after you have worked out, you do need a little sugar, so don't hesitate. You don't have to eat the whole thing, but be sure that you have a little bit of sugar. I guess it balances all of the meridians. How do I know? And we took our vitamins and so on and so forth, and we have an extremely busy day after talk radio. But getting back to Judgment Day, call in 347-637-3789 and let your voice be heard. Will you do that? Will you do that? And then you can email me at cafestudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And don't forget to log on to my site, Kathy Watson Speaks, C-A-T-H-I, watsonspeaks.com, and simplyageless.net. Listening to Live with Kathy, and you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Why do you think men and women want to be in politics? It never even occurred to me. And yet I've been told by several people that I would have made a great politician because I have a sense of fair play and telling the truth. Not even shading it a little bit, I said telling the truth. You could call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to take your call. And in the Chicago Sun-Times up front, this is by Mary Mitchell. I love her column. She said, "Time to voice your choice." When you look at the number of people who actually vote in an election, it seems pretty clear that people are opting out of the process. Well, you don't get to complain. This is your city. This is your country. Even the president. Why wouldn't you complain? You see, the elected officials really think they're doing a great job because no one contacts them. But all you do is whine and complain. And hey, politicians in Washington, keep your sticky paws out of our Social Security and Medicare. We fabulous, sensational seniors are a very strong, powerful lobby. So this is what Mary Mitchell said. Listening to Live with Kathy, be part of a consortium. Come on. Get in the mix of it. It's so much fun. Just as I was about to nag you about getting to the polls, I realized there's no point in pleading with people to do their civic duty. After all, people who want to vote can vote. We used to have to wait until Election Day to cast ballots, but now early voting is a trend. Still, when you look at the number of people who actually vote in an election, it seems pretty clear that people are opting out of the process. Okay, for instance, in the February election, only 34% of registered voters bothered to cast ballots. That's only 483,700 of the 1 million, practically 1.5 million registered voters. For all the talk about this runoff election being historic, the proof is going to be in the hard numbers. Today there are no 1%ers or 99%ers. Voting puts us on an equal footing. You know, a rich man may be able to pour money into his candidate's campaign, but he gets the same single ballot that a poor man gets. Rahm spent millions on commercials slamming his opponent. But it won't be his treasure chest that will make the difference. It will be you, the voters. And while Dewey has likened his campaign to the coalition that swept the late Harold Washington into City Hall, that question can't be answered until after the polls close. After all, when Washington ran against Ernie Epton, 82% of the voters cast ballots. Now, this is interesting. I didn't know this. Last year, Los Angeles toyed with the idea of paying people to vote after its mayoral election drew the fewest voters in 100 years. The notion of paying voters didn't pop out of nowhere. In 2013, a study conducted by Fordham University, published in the Journal of Politics, found that paying non-voters actually worked. Oh, I have to take another little sip of Java, just a minute. The study looked at the 2010 municipal election in Lancaster, California, when only 14.9% of the control group voted. That number increased commensurate with the amount of cash offered. The number only increased to 15% for those who received $2 by mail and went up to 17.6% for $10 and 19.2% for $25. Despite embarrassing voter turnouts, Illinois isn't ready to incentivize voting. Right before the gubernatorial election, Alderman Leslie Hairston V landed in hot water when she offered raffle tickets to people who voted. Well, I don't know. What do you think? In Illinois, offering anything of value for voting is improper. She hastily withdrew her offer but defended her intention. We're always trying to boost a turnout. Frankly, paying voters puts civic engagement on the level of loyalty rewards. we're role models. When I ask a younger person in their 20s if they vote, they said no. I didn't like the candidates. I didn't like anything. We're going to hell in a handbasket. But don't you see that vote could have turned the tide of the results of the election? And for young people who don't believe voting is as critical today as it was during the civil rights era, consider Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson today is Selma yesterday. Last month, the Department of Justice report accused the police of targeting African Americans for traffic stops, arrests, and using the fines to balance the city's budget. Oh, please tell me that that's not true. Why can't we get along? Why not live and let live? Why is America, some Americans, so bent on controlling someone else's life? Steve Jobs, this is a sidebar. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Those of you who are so full of judgment, who are you? What are you? And what gives you the right to judge? We can't escape fate, but we can do a great deal to carve our own mark in it, to turn it to our advantage or disadvantage. Choices. And I say to so many people who are so judgmental and so critical and so opinionated, how dare you? How can you judge anyone if you haven't walked in their shoes for 24 to 48 hours? And Quincy Jones said, "Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. And what you think of me is none of my business. Let us not look back in anger or forward in fear, but around in awareness, living in the now." Right now. This is all we have right now. Back to Ferguson. One of the surprising acts that emerged from the violent protests over the police-involved shooting of Michael Brown was the exclusion of blacks in local government. Although two-thirds of city population is black, the mayor and five of the six city councilmen are white. Oh, I don't know what's going on there. Yet, civil rights groups have had to go door-to-door trying to boost voter turnout. There's no excuse for apathy. Women had to endure for the right to vote. Immigrants fled their homelands. African Americans and their allies died for the right to have a voice in how their government functions. The candidates have spoken. Now, darlings, it's your turn. Don't squander it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally but nationally and internationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And yeah, I'm calling from a suburb in Illinois, not too far from Chicago, overlooking a beautiful pond. And the trees and the little bushes really want to bud, but they want to come out full blossom, but they can't because it's so cold. And I'm looking at the city beat. I don't even want to share it with you. It's too depressing. Now, the one thing that I need some clarification. Our current mayor, he's been in for 4 years. And the crime rate has escalated. Do you know that little children are afraid to go to school? What on earth has happened to humanity? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And Mark Brown said, another view, learning value of voting one door knock at a time. As 16-year-old John is already a battle-tested veteran of Chicago political campaigns, the junior at Chicago Military Academy in Bronzeville worked on behalf of Bruce Rainer's campaign for governor last year, then switched his energies to helping re-elect Romney as his philosophical counterpart, Miller, 17, has an equally impressive political resume. After volunteering on behalf of former Governor Pat Quinn's campaign in 2014, the Phillips Academy junior took up the torch for Bob Ferretti's mayoral campaign and switched to Chewy Garcia for the runoff. Now, the two young men could argue all day about whether the future of Chicago is in better hands with Rami or Chewy at the helm for the next 4 years. But what gives me greater confidence in Chicago's future is that the city keeps producing civically engaged young men and women, such as John and Miller, through the Mikvah Challenge Program, which gets high school students directly involved in the political process. Oh, dear. And he went on and on. At one point on a Monday evening when he was running out of steam, all of the guys leaned armed and skipped down the sidewalk together along Ashland Avenue, as if in the scene from The Wizard of Oz. Oh, too bad we don't have a Dorothy to lead Rami and Chewie down the yellow brick road on Wednesday morning. We won't know anything until 7 o'clock, or they might, I don't know if they'll start announcing anything, but the airwaves are very, 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 very quiet. What's happening in your country, in your part of the world? Call in 347-637-3789, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And log on to my site, kathywatsonspeaks.com, or simply ageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. Then scroll down after you've watched the video, the pageants, my speaking agenda. Click on books, and the first book you're going to see is nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. My methods, techniques, its secrets are au naturel. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. So, So, tidy homes can help unseen people. I know nothing about President Obama's Iran deal is everything. And Ron Paul, set to enter the GOP presidential fray. In Washington, why would you want to be a president? Let's hear your voice. 347-637-3789. Let's go to the nation. I don't understand this. Jeb Bush erred on a 2009 voter registration application. He admits to mistake after saying he's Hispanic. Jeb Bush is not Hispanic, even if he somehow said so on an old voter registration. He's one of America's best-known political families, speaks fluent Spanish, and has some of the strongest ties to Hispanics of any potential GOP presidential contender. But he's definitely not Hispanic. It's really unclear where the paperwork error was made. The governor's family certainly got a good laugh out of it. Jeb Bush Jr., youngest son of the former Florida governor, trolled his father on Twitter, but suggested with the hashtag number honorary Latino that there are some clear ties. Now, Bush's wife, Columba, was born and raised in Mexico. And the couple met while he was on an exchange program as a prep school student. As a young man, he worked for 2 years in Venezuela as vice president for Texas Commerce Bank while governor. He enjoyed the support of Hispanic voters and had strong ties to the Cuban Americans, who are a significant presence in the Miami area. And he hasn't yet officially declared his candidacy and is not the first politician to find his heritage in question during a campaign. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, came under fire in 2010 over her Native American ancestry and describing herself as a minority in professional directories. And as we go further on, let's see what's happening here in the nation. Fraternity at University of Virginia said Monday it plans to sue the magazine Rolling Stones, an immediate follow-up to a scathing report that criticized Rolling Stones' editorial process. Well, I don't want to go into that. Now, jury to start deliberating Boston bombing case today. You know what I said? Well, why don't you just go kill yourself? When I think of that pilot, the German pilot, it was premeditated. Why didn't he just take a plane and kill himself? He would have made headlines. He said that he wanted his name to be forever remembered. Well, you could have done that. Just take a plane, have a recording, and kill yourself. Why did you have to take so many others with you? So the jury just start deliberating the Boston bombing case today. Mixed up teen or malviolent individual. He killed. Why didn't he and his brother just go do something and do themselves in? I cannot believe the jury in the Boston Marathon bombing trial was set to deliberate first thing this morning after closing arguments Monday in the guilt or innocence phase of Czar's trial. I can't pronounce his name. Prosecutors ratcheted up their case against Czar. 21 is not the passive go-along-to-get-along guy, they say the defense made him out to be. Prosecutors painted him as a true believer in the case of radical violent jihad to avenge what he saw as harm by the U.S. against Muslim. Here again, we got a lot of depraved sickles out there. The plan was to make this bombing as memorable as it could possibly be. He knew all along that it was wrong to take innocent life. But he expressed the very twisted belief that his actions would make a difference. Referring to her client by his first name, Clark characterized him as a typical teenager in many ways. She said he must be held responsible for inexcusable decisions that changed hundreds of lives, including his own. He killed. Just go and kill yourself. Leave other people alone. And if you really want to bring fame to your action, do a selfie, do a recording. We're in the nation. Oh, I didn't know that Parch, California can make this work. Over the weekend, one of the this is by Marco Della Cava. Let it rain, let it rain. Low levels show at the recharge ponds near San Jose. How are they surviving? Can you imagine? How are they surviving? Muslims, in the name of Allah. Jihad, in the name of Allah. The militants in Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, they were killing Christians. Why? Who are you? What are you? Kenya airstrikes hit two camps of militants. Children are dying at the hands of these depraved Satan people. They're not human beings. They're satanical. Absolutely satanical. Let your voice be heard. What's going on in your part of the country? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, world's largest social network, reaching listeners around the world, even locally. I'm a Libra, and out of fun, I like to read my horoscope. You like to keep the peace. You don't like to rock the boat. Knowing this, avoid heavy-duty discussions with partners and close friends because they will go sideways in a New York minute. People are bossy and high on themselves. That's why when I started the show, I said that I was going to stay away from politics. But just couldn't help it. Here I am. Judgment Day. Who will be the winner? And remember, on the other shows, now, you do know that the shows are archived. Take this down. BlogTalkRadio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates. And when I open the show, it's always with local, national, and international, whatever. And I said, now really stop and think about this. Any election, anything that you're running for, it's a love affair. You'll say and you'll do anything in your power to woo your soulmate or to win over the vote. And then once you get it and you're established, the roast beef has to be on the table. And you go, whoa, golly gee whiz, I can't. Oh, I think I overpromised. I went over the top. It just can't happen. Kind of reminds me of the book, Love or Addiction. What is it, guys? What is it? And yes, I would have loved to. If I had it to do over again, I would have gone into politics, and I want to tell you why. Oh, I want their dumb petty on pension plan in their health care. And once they retire, oh man, six figures and you're paying for it. Who do you think pays the government? We do, we the people. Let's take a moment now, you're listening to Live with Kathy, to pay homage to my partners. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I rather think of them as partners. And you could be part of it. It's eclectic. The topics vary. Maybe controversial, but never boring. So if you're interested, give me a call, 847-882-8717, or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, product, service on a worldwide Live with Kathy. I have an introductory offer, but I'm not going to go into it. If you want the details, you know how to reach me. As the population ages, the need for your products and service grows and grows if it resonates. I don't know what you have. Just imagine 77 million boomers. Over 80 million at ages 65, more than ages 25 to 45. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They walk side by side, the titans of the world. Log on www.impact-net.org. The mission and purpose? To introduce you to the brilliance and to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on, ironworkers.org. You have a choice, 4 years of college, and at the end of 4 years, I hope you haven't wasted it, you do have to pay college unless you have a trust fund. Ah, but with iron workers, You have to qualify, darlings. That's why you log on to ironworkers.org and look at all of the possibilities that you have there. You could be the Michelangelo of the world, because there isn't a building, a bridge, a road, John Hancock, the stairwell. Iron workers, their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And I want them to get the recognition that they deserve. Similarities abound, but are worlds apart. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You become an apprentice. And after 4 years, you've chosen what area you want to become proficient in. Well, you're getting paid and your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And it follows you no matter where you go, as long as you're with ironworking. I married one, so I do know what I am talking about. It's not blue collar. It's white collar. It's the Dom Perignon of the trades. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. What a workout today. I'm going to say it again and again and again. Your body and brain don't age, you do by your choices. There is no reason, I don't care what your challenges are. You're too old? Well, then you deserve to be feeble. I'm asking all of you now, are you fabulous or are you feeble? And it all goes back to moving the body, getting the toxins out of your body and a good attitude. And taking one day at a time. Surrendering the past. Holding a good thought about the future, but living in the now. I stopped at the 50-plus consortium while Bill was shooting pool. He's very proficient. Now, remember, he's 87, an octogenarian, and they tell me they just can't get over how great he is. It just didn't happen. It's been part of his life. If you don't move your body, your blood becomes like sludge. It ain't going anywhere. Your brain can't get the oxygen that it needs. And all of these scripts that you're taking, they leave a residue that are absolutely destroying your body. I didn't say that it didn't help. But when you get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, you'll see my au naturel approach. Oh, you're bored and lonely. Huh. Isn't that about choices? We can't escape fate, but we can do a great deal to carve our own mark in it, to turn it to our advantage or disadvantage. Ah, choices. Log on heparks.org. And there are so many services that will come and get you driving. Don't let that keep you housebound and listening and watching soap operas all day long. Then you wonder why your brain is turning into sludge. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Tax man cometh. Let's see, today is the 7th. You've got exactly until next week, April 15th. Did you have more month than money? Do you need a little tweak with your taxes or finances? Email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the consortium of men and women that stand on the mountaintop proclaiming, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Get the book, the e-book. It is nonfiction. You will absolutely love it. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to transition into scam artists, cons. Do not listen to anyone that calls you and says, I'm from the IRS. They are pros at what they do. They already have you targeted. Call the police. Find out what they want, but don't be on the phone too long. Because you see, if you're lonely and and this person is just soothing you, well, you're just about ready to give them your first child. You hang up, call the police, call a family member, or call the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. And you do know that I am boycotting every football game that has a player on that has a history of domestic abuse. I kid you not. I think the Bears did. I won't watch the game. I will boycott. And I will send emails to the whole world to say boycott. Because you're telling them that it's okay to beat the crap out of someone. And that's a role model for our children who are our future. This violence, domestic abuse, it's a crime. And men. You know what's interesting? I brought this up at the gym not too long ago. And the men were, how could I say it? Here I am saying, how dare they pay him millions of dollars and he beat up his wife or his kids for the sake of a game? What if it was your mother, sister, or daughter? You know, you men are very hesitant, and they were hesitant. Most of them were hesitant to make a statement. The Illinois Domestic Hotline is 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. And remember, the show is archived, so if I'm talking too fast, you could always log on after the show. The PSA, both have been brought to you by people who care. And contributors in the book Choices. You could get it by logging on authorhouse.com. Oh, it is a magnificent book. Reviva Labs, leader in skincare from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? Bonnie Rooks, the oldest female steel mill mama. She worked alongside the gang. She wasn't sitting in an office behind a desk. Lee Puttrick, who was adopted, said, I was chosen, I was special. She built her own dynasty, home-based business. Call me, I have the formula. I will help you with it. Bev Gosset, in the world of haute couture fashion, when she walked out onto the runway, she just lit up the entire auditorium. And Helen, my sister, to this day, I find myself going to the phone to call her. In memoriam. Know that you're loved and missed. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And now, the past is over. Can you surrender? I see it in so many people on my daily basis. I see it at the gym. I see it no matter where I go. Overhearing people talk. They can't live in the now. You know, the Europeans say we're totally insane, and I totally agree with them. Can you surrender? Surrender to everything. Anything that happened yesterday. Learn from it. Webster's definition, give up oneself or a possession to another. Surrender. Can you? Can you surrender your past, let it go? Can you? Will you surrender your future and let it manifest on its own? Can you? Will you live in the now? Can you surrender to living life in the present moment, being open, accepting, and trusting to follow what life gives you? Hey, we just had a challenge a couple of months ago. Now we had a choice. Either moan and groan and become like most everyone. No, I found it as a learning curve. Sidebar, I did have to sit myself down and say no. We did not expect this. It just absolutely took us by surprise. But we're dealing with it. We are dealing with it. Because I could make life miserable for myself, for the silver fox, for the kids, for everyone. A learning curve. And when I learn, I will be able to help others that perhaps have the same challenge. You see, when you align yourself with your true self, and who are you? The authentic you, we still don't know who you are. And you don't either. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. When you align yourself with your true self, you're allowing a higher power to manifest your desire, but you must let go of everything, including the result. Just wait. Embrace the que sera, sera attitude. What will be, will be. Knowing you did your part in co-creating and bringing together your desires. Let it go. Surrender. Embrace the truth that you are in control of nothing other than your own choices and actions. Oh, you're bigger than you think. It is not our darkness that frightens us, it is our light. By Marianne Williamson. Let me ask you this. I am a devotee of the science of mind. Do you expect a miracle today? Can you open yourself up to the universe and through living your life like it's golden? Can you truly believe that you deserve and you expect and you want great things and miracles to happen in your life? Be with me here. What if you are bigger than you think? What if your life is more than you can even imagine it to be? What if your current collection of struggles and problems and issues that take so much of your time and energy were all simply trying to point you to your greatness? You learn from adversity. I'm learning from the challenge that we have. And it's joyous because I'm able to sit down with the silver fox and say, now look, darling, here are our choices. Here are our choices. We're going to live in the now. Your problem is your path. What I mean by that is that any problems or challenges in life are here to reveal a greater reality. I'm finding out how strong I could be. So is the silver fox. We've faced many difficult things in our life, but there have been times when my abilities to figure it out were fruitless. No, you don't have to figure it out. Release it. Let go. Release it into the universe, and then move out of your bloated oneness. Get out of your way. I have found that when I let go, and I do it all the time, it doesn't matter anymore. It will be what will be. There's a greater confidence and truth in my own being. Rely on your higher power. Who is it? Who and what we actually are is the power. How powerful are you? Are you still living your life according to the dictates or the gospel of someone else? We're all individuals. I want to scrape off the layers and find out. I want the authentic you to show up. Can you really step out of it and take the very first baby step? When you woke up this morning, you know it was the first hour is the rudder of the day. And did you plan your day? How was your day going? How did you want it to go? You're the one. You're the architect. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Gotta let go. If we were honest, we would all admit to having some dark times in life. I don't call it dark anymore. I call it challenges. Oh, I called it dark for the longest time because I wasn't enlightened. Do you still have some dark thoughts? Jealousy, fear, envy, resentment? No, I don't. And if one creeps in, I immediately cancel it. We're human. The idea is not to be perfect, but to realize that our wholeness contains both the perfect and the imperfect, to bring our flaws and our flawed thinking to the altar of light and say, illumine my mind. You can bring your darkness to light rather than pretend it doesn't exist. Are you living in total darkness? It's through your mind. We're more than is apparent to ourselves. We are the eternal expression of the infinite life born into space and time to discover God through the experience of a human lifetime. It's so easy to succumb to, oh, is this all there is? You're here for a reason when you got up this morning. You've been mandated to share your brilliance, your talent with the world. We're here to express and to experience love, to give and receive that which we are. Some part of us knows this and will never forget. Step out of that comfort zone. Do not let anyone rule your life. Respond deep calling into deep. Trust the part of you that knows that no circumstances, no challenge can harm you, that nothing of your true nature could ever be taken from you, and every challenge that we have, it's a learning curve, and you'll discover just how authentic and strong you are. Until tomorrow, au revoir.